Hi, honey. I tell you, Thelma, with the price of food today, the only folks who can afford to go into the market are the shoplifters.
Well, it's all an economic plan. As the size of things gets smaller, the cost of things gets larger. Hey, Ma, you want to taste something delicious? Mm-hmm. You know, my teacher, Miss Bishop, she's coming over and she's going to bring me a book on ballet, and I want to fix something really special.
Mmm, it's delicious. Oh, Thelma, I don't know when I've tasted anything better. What is it?
It's guacamole, Ma.
Miss Bishop, isn't that the teacher who's going to take you to the ballet?
Yeah, oh, Ma, I can hardly wait. Oh, Ma, wait till you meet her. She's such a beautiful person. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mommy. Oh, and she really loves me.
Oh. Well, if she decides to stay for dinner, we'll have plenty. I brought some of that ghetto food stretcher. Ham hock helper.
After which you can take some heartburn helper. Hey, Ma, did you iron my shirt yet?
Oh, no, I didn't. JJ, can't you wear another one?
No, Ma, I need that one. That's the one with the palm trees and the animals on it. Because I got a date with Barbara the Barbarian tonight. I need that shirt to set the mood.
Well, I don't want to break the mood. So I'll get your shirt for you.
Hey, gal, what are you trying to do, poison that family with those green clams and that dip?
That's guacamole.
Well, your guac look a little moldy there.
Oh, JJ, you're going to stick around and meet my teacher tonight, aren't you?
Can't do it, Thelma. I got a date with Barbara the Barbarian tonight, and if I don't feed her on time, she roars like a lion. But when I finish, she purrs like a kitten.
Hey, JJ, hi, Thelma.
Hey, Mike.
Any calls for me?
No.
Hey, Mr. Freeze. What did I tell you about spraying yourself with cologne from my personal arsenal?
Listen, young man, you could afford to share with your brother.
That's right.
Hey, Ma, I don't mind sharing, but he's been using my cologne like a junkie. He's been mainlining his sneakers with it.
Hey, Malona. Here's Malona Woods with some out-of-sight goods. Come here, Thelma, hold it. And don't peek. You see, Thelma, your fairy godmother has not forgotten you. Silver lame for your first ballet.
Malona, this is beautiful.
Lorna, the dress is beautiful, but we can't afford it.
Do you have any idea what I had to go through to get that dress at the shop? I had to sneak out the back, climb over the fence, slip, fell down, the dog chased me, lost my eyelash, and you gonna tell me you ain't not gonna use that dress? You've got to be crazy.
Well, Lorna, I hope you can teach that dress to boogie down, because I'll take it dancing next week.
Oh.
Well, I shall return.
I just can't wait till Miss Bishop sees it.
I know, Thelma. But remember, when you sit down, don't wrinkle the dress, don't crease it, don't spill nothing on it, and don't press by.
Can you smile in it?
Oh, that must be Miss Bishop. Oh,
Thelma,
Oh, okay. Now, everybody be cool, okay? Now, just take it easy, right? You got that, Michael? Am I? Well, Lord, I know you know how to act. You too, Michael.
No, it's okay. Hi, Thelma.
Bishop, I'd like you to meet my mother.
Hello, Miss Bishop.
How do you do, Mrs. Evans?
Was I cool enough for you, Thelma?
And this is my brother, Michael.
Hi, Miss Bishop.
And this is my neighbor, Malona Woods.
How are you? Nice to meet you.
My brother, JJ, will be out in a minute.
Please sit down.
Thank you.
Ah, Thelma has told us so many nice things about you, Miss Bishop.
Jessica.
Yeah, I bet you don't have to hit your desk with a ruler to get attention.
Michael!
Thank you, Michael.
Oh, Miss Bishop, would you like to try this?
Oh. I can't remember when I've tasted better guacamole.
Thelma made it.
Oh, have some more.
That's exciting.
Oh, it's recipe I found in the magazine.
No, I'm referring to this picture on the wall. You know, it really jumps out at you.
JJ painted it.
Yeah, and he painted this one, too.
Wow! He did this, too?
Yeah, would you like to see some of his latest?
Oh, I'd love to.
More guacamole, Miss Bishop?
You see, I'm sort of a Sunday painter myself, but nothing like this.
Miss Bishop, more guacamole?
Oh, no, thank you, Sam.
How do you like it?
Oh, yes, I love it. It's got so much soul.
Yeah, well, JJ calls this one Hassle on a Hot Saturday Night.
Oh, this is so moving.
Yeah, well, JJ calls this one Funky Butt.
Mrs. Evans, you sure have a poetic son.
Barbara the Barbarian, you don't stand a chance because J.J. Evans is set for romance.
Can't get more poetic than that.
Well, my little ebony body is about to leave this abode. So, arrivederci, Willona. Bon voyage, little sister. I'll be the same, mother dear. Hey, si ra, little brah. And, hello there, mama.
JJ, I'm Jessica. I've been looking at your paintings, JJ.
Michael, get your brother a glass of water. Or some Kool-Aid.
You don't need no Kool-Aid, honey. You need some first day.
Why don't we all sit down and have a nice visit?
But JJ was just leaving.
I love your paintings, JJ.
Oh, really? really?
JJ, if you have to rush off to your appointment, I'm sure Miss Bishop will understand.
Appointment? What appointment?
Barbara the Barbarian.
She called and said she couldn't make it. The computer dating service fixed up with King Kong.
Miss Bishop. Can't I get you a cup of coffee?
No, Mrs. Evans, I really must be leaving. Oh, Thelma, I almost forgot the ballet book I promised you.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much, Miss Bishop.
You're welcome.
Do you have to leave so soon?
I'm afraid I have to.
JJ, why don't you walk Miss Bishop to her car?
Ma?
Well, you just Xeroxed my thoughts. Well, if you parked in this neighborhood, you're gonna need me to negotiate the return of your vehicle.
That's very nice of you, JJ. Bye,
Miss Bishop. Pure wetting.
You really love to paint, don't you?
Yeah, I guess it's my thing, you know. I can lose myself and find myself at the same time.
Yeah, and it shows in your paintings. They're so alive, so masculine, so sensuous.
Well, what can I say? A man paints what he is.
Well, when did you first start painting all those beautiful ghetto scenes?
Well, it happened in high school. My art teacher used to always say, paint something with grass and trees with cows in it. But I'm from the ghetto. I ain't never seen no cows. And the only green grass I ever seen was on the top of a pool table.
JJ, what would you do if you had to suddenly stop painting tomorrow?
Play fullback for the Chicago Bears. No. I can't imagine not painting.
JJ, you don't ever have to worry. You're great.
Say that again.
Say what?
Say anything. I just like to watch your mouth make those words.
You're precious.
I know.
JJ, turn that off. JJ. JJ. Oh, no, he didn't come home last night.
Michael, aren't you going to be late for school?
No, Ma.
What time did your brother come home?
I don't know. I was asleep.
Was it after midnight?
I was sleeping too. JJ hasn't been home before midnight since he met Miss Bishop 4 days ago. JJ, Michael has to get in there.
Oh, Ma, that's all right. I can wait.
Morning, Ma.
Morning. Thelma, your brother is in there.
Well, if he was, somebody must have flushed him.
Michael?
I'll call a plumber.
Hold it.
Why don't you pull that on me?
Where's your brother?
Hey, Thelma, it's an emergency.
If it is an emergency, it's gonna be you. JJ didn't come home last night, did he? Oh, my God. Something must have happened to him.
Ma, don't worry. He'll be all right.
My poor baby.
Ma, he'll be all right. Don't worry.
JJ!
If I see him, I'll tell him you're looking for him.
JJ, I was so worried about you, honey. Oh, are you all right, baby? Oh, my God, I had all kind of thoughts about you.
I'm fine, Ma, fine.
What do you mean by staying out all night and not... How dare you worry me that way?
Ma, I'm not going to make up any stories. I'm not going to jive you. So I got a confession to make.
What is it?
I wasn't home last night.
JJ?
All right, Ma. I was with Miss Bishop painting.
You could have painted the Empire State Building by now.
Well, you know how it is when you're having fun, time flies. First we were painting, then we ran out of paint. So we drove downtown to this after-hours paint joint. And, JJ, not going for the paint store, huh?
That's enough of that, JJ. And I want you to know you're setting a bad example for your sister and your brother.
I don't think so, Ma. I kind of like having a bed all to myself, except for one thing. Got lonely not having anybody kicking or pulling the covers off of me.
Well, next time I stay out all night, I'll send somebody over to kick you.
Oh, well, guess who's coming to breakfast? The scrawny sex symbol of the South Side.
Hey, Thumb, I can't help it if I was born with all this charm and charisma. It was thrust upon me.
Well, me and your charisma are going to have a talk. Thelma, isn't it time for you and Mike to go to school?
Yes. Bye, Ma.
See you later,
Bye-bye.
Ma.
Okay.
Bye, big head.
Thelma. Now, JJ, I'm not going to... So soon?
Going to school, Ma.
JJ, I am worried about you.
Hey, Ma, there ain't nothing to worry about.
Honey, I've worried about you since you were a baby, when you had chicken pox, when you had measles.
Hey, Ma, Jessica isn't contagious. You ain't gonna catch her.
JJ, I know you think you're the Hank Aaron of love, but I just don't want to see you get hurt.
Well, no way that's going to happen. I mean, life has changed for me, especially in the last 4 days. I mean, before this, life was just a hamburger. But ever since I met Jessica, it's the end cut of a prime rib.
JJ, I know that, Miss Bishop is a fine person. And you're a very special young man to me, too.
Well, you know, what can I say?
Honey, this is the first time you've ever gone out with a real woman. How do you know you're ready for it? Look at the girls you've been dating. Teenagers.
But, Ma, the soul train of love has chugged on by that stop. I mean, I've outmatured them.
JJ, I know you're not a little boy, and I'm not trying to cut you down. Honey, you're flying high now. I hope you're not heading for a crash landing.
Hey, oh, hello, Tarzan.
I got the bracelet you wanted.
Hey, did you get it engraved along?
Well, here's the message you wanted. To Jessica, the most beautiful, enchanting, exciting woman I ever met from JJ Evans. The most beautiful, enchanting, exciting man I ever met. And at 10 cents a letter, the words cost more than a bracelet.
Well, then what'd you say?
To JB from JJ with L.
That says it all, Malona.
Son, I hope you know what you're doing.
Ma, don't worry. Everything will be fine. I'm late from work. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye. Okay, talk to you later.
Bye, baby. Ooh, Flo JJ is as happy as a kid at Christmas time.
Yeah. I don't like the toys he's playing with.
Something tells me Jessica's tap dancing on your last nerve.
Well, Lona, tell me something.
What?
You've gone out with lots of guys.
Now, I ain't exactly Elizabeth Taylor, but on the other hand, I'm not ready for the convent either.
Some of them nice guys.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them tall, some
right.
of them
right.
skinny, some mm-hmm. of them richer.
Yeah.
Some of them a little older, and some of them were...
A little younger.
Yeah. Well, now that you said it.
Uh-huh.
What?
Flo, do you want to know what happened?
Yeah.
Well, it was romantic.
Oh.
Exciting. Fantastic. Mystical. And also heartbreaking.
Oh, Lona.
For him, honey. I'll catch you after work, okay? Oh, speaking of your last nerve.
Good morning, Mrs. Evans. Is JJ in? I'd like to give him a ride to work.
He just left.
Oh.
But why don't we three sit down and have some coffee?
Lord knows I wish I could stay. Well, I gotta get to the boutique. We having a white sale.
A what?
We selling the landlord.
I think maybe I better go, too.
Oh, please stay. Can I get you a cup of coffee? Or have you started drinking Kool-Aid these last few days?
No, thank you, Mrs. Evans. I've had my breakfast. Look, Mrs. Evans, I didn't keep your son in my apartment against his will. He wanted to be with me.
You probably served him cookies and milk at 2 a.m. That'll get it every time.
Mrs. Evans, why don't we talk to each other and not at each other?
All right, Miss Bishop. You probably are about 32.
35.
I was thinking 37. Exactly what do you want with my son?
The same thing any woman wants from someone she loves, just to be with him.
You really think you love JJ, don't you?
Mrs. Evans, you love JJ. Why can't you accept that other people love him, too?
I can. But I'm going to go on loving him. What's going to happen to my son when you stop?
Mrs. Evans, what makes you think I'm going to stop?
Miss Bishop, you're 15 years older than JJ. It's got to end.
Mrs. Evans, that's not going to happen. That's not gonna happen. I want you to go home, ever. Why don't you move in with me tonight?
Hey, I will.
And the next night, and the night after that, and the night after that, and the night after that.
And the night after that, I go home and change my clothes.
Why, JJ? Aren't we talking about the same thing? I'm talking commitment.
Sure we are. Commitment?
Yes. Darling, I want to share everything with you. Our lives, our thoughts, our feelings, everything.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Why don't you go home, get your things, bring them back here, and move in?
You mean really move in?
Yes.
Yes, I want to share everything. My friends, your friends.
Oh, yeah, you'll love my friends, especially Bouncy and Cool Breeze. And Munchie and Popbo.
We can go to movies, the museum, walking in the park, everything.
Yeah.
It's going to be so wonderful.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Let me go get a glass of water over here.
JJ, you're excited too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Only
what, JJ?
I don't want to hang my family up like this.
JJ, what do you mean?
Well, I can't walk out of them like this. I mean, Ma's the best cook in town. Michael does my income tax. Thelma loans me money. That family needs me.
JJ, it's not really a family, is it? You're scared of what I've been saying to you.
Me? Scared of moving in? Me? The dude who took on 5 Satan Knights and 4 warlords at one time single-handedly? Me? Scared? Me, the dude who walks through the ghetto alone at night? Me? Scared?
Are you?
Yes. Jesse, you keep talking about we, and I ain't had time to find me yet.
I see. I'm crowding you. You've got to find your own space.
Yeah, I guess I do. But we could still be friends. I mean, I can go out and get some pizza right now with some pepperoni and sausage. What else do you like on it?
Thank you, JJ, but pizza isn't in my diet anymore. JJ. Do me a favor and tell your mother that it wasn't me who stopped.